It's a sunny Thursday afternoon in northern Kentucky, and something unusual is happening on public buses. Dancers, musicians, and beautifully decorated buses are part of today's commute across the region. Janie Whalen is surprised to hear two musicians playing music on the bus she's riding. She says being greeted by this music changes the daily ride.
I love it. It's just the vibe, and usually, like, when you get on the bus, people are all mopey. Like, you don't want to take the bus usually, but it brings the spirits brighter.
Today is known as Ride with an Artist Day in Northern Kentucky, where several buses are transformed with art installations, live musicians, or dancers. The initiative is created by Pone's Dance Company in partnership with TANK, or Transit Authority of Northern Kentucky. Kim Popa is the executive director of Pone's. She says some public buses are transformed into moving stages, and three buses are decorated inside with beautiful colors and unique themes.
It's a simple way to infuse a little bit of joy, a little bit of community, a little bit of connection into a commute that can maybe be monotonous. And then part of Pone's mission is to democratize dance, to democratize art in general, to make sure that people feel included and invited into artistic experiences.
The project is made possible through funding from the ArtsWave Northern Kentucky Placemaking Grant. So the performances and art are free to commuters who pay the standard TANK bus fare. On this day, violin and fiddle player Preston Charles III says this kind of community effort is a blessing.
I look at it as a great opportunity to reach out to people that might not get a chance to hear live music typically. There was a gentleman saying he wished that we were on his bus. He's about to go to work.
Charles and guitar player Nick Rose sit across from each other on the bus as they collaborate on a few tunes. Rose says he's excited to be part of bringing art and music to the local transit system.
Any day is a good excuse to have artistic expression, so yeah, we're excited to make some moves and make some grooves.
Wearing a bright red t-shirt that says Cincinnati across the front, bus rider and Covington resident Gary Johnson says he was wondering why musicians were playing on his bus ride, and he'd welcome it every day.
I think there ought to be music everywhere.
Writer Brendan Angel boarded the bus to the sounds of Nick and Preston playing. He says the music brought three words to his mind.
Peaceful, joyful, happiness.
Passing out mini tambourines and egg-shaped shakers so commuters can participate is Pone's dancer Lori Kaufman. She also passes out Ride with an Artist stickers and explains to passengers what this day is about.
They are just performing to bring joy to.
I love that we do these kind of events that are so spontaneous and sometimes just outright weird or random.
Earlier in the day, Pone's dancer Ian Timothy Forsgren danced on one of the bus routes. And even though his primary job on this bus is taking video, he surprised bus riders by flipping upside down, hanging from the bars on the ceiling of the bus in a dance move while the musicians continued to play.
It's such a blast to surprise people and get involved in the community in this way. That is just really unexpected.
The TANK buses are decorated like moving art galleries. One has a party theme with lots of purple and flowers. There's a bus honoring the sacred featuring numerous mandalas, and a bus where artists Ethan Mochell and Devin Horton presented an environmental theme.
I am filling the bus with all kinds of botanical dyes, and I'm basically creating a rainbow on the bus, and we will also have offerings of native wildflower seeds that people can take home with them.
Kim Popa, co-founder of Ride with an Artist Day, says it's been more than 10 years since this event occurred the first time. She says it fell off the grid around the time of COVID, but she's happy to have it back this year. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Covington. That's what people say.